Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
My name is Amit Asa, and it is my privilege to talk shortly about monogenic IBD. Between 15 to 20% of patients are diagnosed during childhood. According to the Paris modification of the Montreal classification, diagnosis younger than 10 years is defined as early onset and comprised of 10 to 20% of children. Diagnosis younger than 6 years is defined as very early onset IBD, 5 to 10% of children, and diagnosis below 2 years is termed infantile IBD, 1 to 2% of children. Even though very early onset IBD constitutes only a small proportion of total IBD, it is this subset of patients, especially those diagnosed younger than 2 years, who are most likely to have a genetic basis, 5 to 20% in different reports. Although most childhood IBD are polygenic in nature, some children with very early onset IBD have an underlying monogenic disorder. To date, approximately 67 genetic variants have been associated with IBD, and these disorders are collectively called as monogenic IBDs. Monogenic IBDs are usually stratified to several distinct entities. The first one is defective T-cell immune tolerance, such as immune dysregulation, polyendocrinopathy, enteropathy, X-linked syndrome, IPEX, in which mutations in FOXP3 gene leads to decrease in regulatory T-cell and hence defective immune tolerance. IPEX phenotype can also be caused by various other mutations, such as LRBA deficiency and CTLA4 mutations, causing Treg dysfunction. The second entity is epithelial barrier dysfunction, in which intestinal immune tolerance is impaired when there is a defect in epithelial integrity and function, resulting in pro-inflammatory intestinal state and IBD. The third category is defect in cells regulating inflammation. Loss of function mutation in IL-10 and its receptors is the main entity here, resulting in defective IL-10 signaling, leading to intestinal inflammation and extra-intestinal manifestations such as folliculitis, arthritis, recurrent infections, and predisposition to B-cell lymphoma. The fourth entity is neutrophil dysfunction, which can be represented by chronic granulomatous disease, CGD, which is characterized by phagocytic dysfunction due to genetic defect in components of the NADPH oxidase complex. CGD is known to cause intestinal inflammation, but also gastric outlet obstruction and recurrent infections. Another entity is T-cell or B-cell defect, including severe combined immune deficiency, common variable immune deficiency, A-gamma globulinemia, and other immune deficiencies. Another entity is hyperinflammatory disorders, such as loss of function mutations in TGF-beta-1, which have been identified to cause infantile IBD. There are also other monogenic diseases. One of the most common emerging monogenic defect is mutation in the X-linked inhibitor of apoptosis protein gene, XIAP, which can result in severe intestinal inflammation. Patients with XIAP deficiency develop an X-linked lymphoproliferative type syndrome, and EBV can trigger life-threatening hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis. The penetrance of IBD-like intestinal inflammation in patients with XIAP deficiency is approximately 30 to 40%, ranging from neonatal to adult onset IBD. So what are the clinical clues to very early onset or monogenic IBD? Patients with very early onset IBD have a higher rate of inflammatory bowel disease unclassified, IBDU, up to 30%, and higher rates of family history of IBD. The onset of colitis presenting at very early age, particularly below 2 years, should raise a suspicion of monogenic disease. The history of consanguinity or family history of very early onset IBD are additional clues to an underlying genetic etiology. The presence of skin lesions such as superficial skin abscesses, bullous epidermolysis, eczematous skin lesions also point toward monogenic IBD. Patients may have recurrent or atypical infections, severe perianal disease, and other concurrent autoimmune diseases. So what should we do when we suspect monogenic IBD? Different sequencing techniques can be employed to make a genetic diagnosis of monogenic IBD. These include targeted genetic panels, whole exome sequencing, which has high coverage with most of the clinically significant genes, and finally, whole genome sequencing. However, this is costly and rarely adds information to whole exome sequencing. Functional tests such as neutrophil oxidative burst index are also important and may provide results while awaiting genetic sequencing analysis. Some words about management of very early onset IBD and monogenic diseases. Children with very early onset IBD usually respond poorly to conventional therapies of IBD. The understanding of the underlying pathogenic mechanism and genetic defects help to employ a targeted therapy. For example, colitis in CGD has been found to be responsive to anakinra, an IL-1B antagonist. Abatacept shows good results in children with colitis in LRBA deficiency and CTLA-4 mutations. Sirolimus improves Treg function and has been used in IPEX. Children who respond poorly to medical therapy may benefit from allogeneic hematopoietic stem cell transplantation. In IPEX, IL-10 signaling defects and XIAP deficiency, stem cell transplantation has been shown to improve colitis and even provide cure. So what are the implications to adult care? In a recent paper by Crowley and colleagues in gastroenterology this year, whole exome sequencing analysis was performed in more than 1,000 children with IBD. The authors reported 31 children with monogenic IBD, including 5 variants in XIAP. These variants occurred in about 8% of children younger than 6 years, but also in 2.3% of children aged 6 to 18 years, with 5 of these older than 15 years. Risk factors associated with monogenic disease included age of onset younger than 2 years, family history of autoimmune disease, extra-intestinal manifestations, and surgery. Amininijad and colleagues in gastroenterology 2 years ago reported approximately 2,400 patients with Crohn's disease and a similar number of healthy controls in which high-throughput sequencing analysis was performed. 6 patients, 4 of whom younger adults, were found to have XIAP mutations. In summary, monogenic IBD is an important entity that should be considered in patients with very early onset IBD and particularly in infantile IBD, but surprisingly is found less and less rarely in other age groups, including adults. Clues such as consanguinity, autoimmunity, unusual extraintestinal manifestations, abundant family history, and disease refractoriness should raise a suspicion and lead to functional and genetic evaluation. With genetic panels and whole exome sequencing becoming more available and more affordable, these modalities should be practiced more freely and with less restraints. Thank you very much.